Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to the show tonight. It's Not Me, It's You. Coming to you on a beautiful Thursday night from Nashville, Tennessee. So great to have you with us, and we're going to talk about some good stuff tonight. We got some music that we're going to play. We're going to talk topics tonight include, you know, how to get back with your ex if you want to and why you shouldn't, and also what to do, guys, if she has a boyfriend or a husband, and we're going to get into that just a minute. Our first song tonight, we got a couple of tunes we're going to play tonight. The first one is from our buddy Shane Henry, and this is called Now or Never. Enjoy. Shane Henry with Now or Never. So the first topic I want to talk about tonight is one that for the guys is a real big problem. We go through it all the time. We meet somebody we like, we hit it off with, but you know what? She's got a boyfriend, she's got a husband. So we're going to talk about you know, what to do in that situation a little bit, and then we're going to get into the whole ex thing, which is a big old issue in itself. But you know, perfect world, we meet this awesome girl. You know, she's funny and she's charming and she doesn't have a problem paying half the bill. You know, she's just great. And we like, you know, we like her and we want to be around her. We want to get to know her better. But we think she's single. And we don't know until a little bit later that she actually has a boyfriend or even worse, a husband, or separated even. You know, you want to be careful about crossing that line when you get there. But it's more of a moral question than it is a tactical one. It's not about, you know, can you win her over? It's whether you should or not, quite frankly. So the issue comes about, what do you do? How do we handle it? You know, we've all gone through this. We all go, you know, we all meet the perfect woman. Oh, we'll spend our rest of our life with her, but she's just not available at the time. And I say it all the time. It's all about timing in life. Well, you know, we have to, as guys, we have to abide by, you know, to quote How I Met Your Mother, the bro code, okay? You don't want to be the scumbag who steals somebody else's girl. You know, most men, including myself, are perfectly capable of losing them on their own. We don't need help from somebody else. But, you know, you don't want to be the guy that steals another man's woman. So here's the best way you can handle it, I guess, from a lot of people's point of view. And this, you know, I got a lot of this information from other women, or from women who, you know, will lay it out for you so that you don't end up in dating purgatory. The first rule of thumb is don't hang around wishing and waiting and hoping and praying that she becomes single. That just doesn't, that's not our style. That's not what we want to do. We don't want to, you know, be a puppy dog who waiting for a scrap to come off the table. It's okay if you want to stay friends, but you don't want to, you know, if you get too deep into the friend zone, as we talk about all the time, you're never going to get yourself out. If you actually have a hope of you know, having a relationship, a non-friend relationship with this woman, you don't want to be in the friend zone forever. So if something happens between her and her boyfriend or her husband, you know, she's going to come to you for comfort. She's going to come to you for, you know, to talk to and all that. And you know what? You're not her therapist. You know, I've been therapist to a lot of people, and it puts me in the friend zone. I'm fine with it at that point, but there is no coming out of it. So you don't want to be the therapist. She knows it, doesn't have a problem with it, and will actually respect you less and end up walking all over you. Second thing you don't want to do is don't trash the other guy, because it makes you sound petty. It makes you sound pathetic. Any negativity that you bring out will most likely be attributed to you, and you don't want to go down that road. Don't be there when he is not there. So, oh, you happen to come across her when she's out with her girlfriends, or you're, you know, if you're at work, you happen to be in the break room when she's there. You know, you don't want to be there when he's not, because you don't want to fall into the role that if she, again, is about him, that you're there to, you know, give her the boost. You know, you're going to give her an ego boost. Oh, you know, he's not good enough for you, or you know, you need to move on. But you know who's going to get the benefit of you giving her that ego boost? And that's not you. That would be him. So don't fall there. Don't go there. All right? Now, here's what you do next. If you have feelings for her, tell her. Don't tell her because it's going to win her over, but tell her because you don't want to put on that friend face anymore. You don't want to be in that friend zone. You know what? I like you. I'd like to date you. You know, what do you think? But then, and this is the hardest part, you need to let her go. Until she gets herself figured out, her situation figured out, her relationship figured out, let her go. No more, you know, I'm coming to your rescue. No more, we're going to be best buds. None of that stuff. Because it's not healthy. Most of us men, we tend to hold on to other people because we're unable to let our feelings actually out. If you tell her that you have feelings for her and then let her go, she'll remember that. She's not going to remember if you're trashing her boyfriend. She's not going to like you for doing any of that other stuff. Put on a brave face and let it all out and then let her go. Walk away. Walk away. She'll respect you for it. And then when the time comes that she needs to move on, then you know what? She'll remember you, and you might get that phone call, which will be a good phone call to make. Leave it there. if she truly likes and respects the way you talk to her and the way you leave her, then she will, again, remember that when it's time for her to move forward with her life and her next relationship. Make sure, as I say at the end of every one of my shows, you peace out, okay? It'll lift the weight off of your shoulders, and it'll give her something to think about, but on her own time, not with you pressing her. It's also going to make you freer to talk and meet with other women. As we talked about last week with the jealousy show, kind of the takeaway sales close, maybe she'll see you in a different light if she sees you talking to somebody else and all of a sudden she's available. You might just get what you want out of that. By those things, the biggest idea, of course, is to let her go, because it is by far the hardest thing to do, but it is the most important thing to do. So that's if she has a significant other already and you're crazy enough to fall in love with somebody who has that. It's funny, we go out in public and we talk to people and we meet people all the time. We don't know what their situation is. We don't know what their relationship status is. You know, we can go like them on Facebook, but more and more people are not putting their relationship status on Facebook because it's a kiss of death to me. So you want to find out, A, is she available? I simply ask, are you dating anybody right now? Are you in a relationship right now? Are you open to, you know, to starting something new perhaps? And see what happens. You know what? They say, no, they're not the one. The time's not right. You move on. Okay, and that brings us to our exes. Now, we all have exes, okay? As I've said before, one of two things is going to happen in a relationship. You're going to get married and or spend the rest of your life together, or you're going to break up, okay? So everybody has an ex. Now, the question a lot of people ask themselves are we going to get back together, or are we going to stay away from that ex? My personal feeling is they're an ex for a reason. The general thought in the public eye is they and that person and you broke up for a reason. It may have been infidelity. It may have been violence. It may have been money. It may have been going to different directions in your lives. It may have been something as stupid as, you know, catching him or her flirting with somebody else. But we break up for a reason. So let's talk about some terrible reasons for getting back together with your ex first. And then we'll talk about how to get your ex back. We'll go there. So I always like the terrible reasons first. It's more fun that way. So when it comes to getting back together with your ex, the general rule of thumb is, as I said, don't do it. Everybody, including myself, has I got back together with my ex horror story. But here are some reasons, six specifically, why we tend to get back together with our exes. The first one is the main one. It's because we're lonely. Once we break up with somebody, especially if we've been in a relationship with them for a while, we're alone. We're lonely all of a sudden. We're used to having somebody else around. We're used to communicating with somebody on a daily basis. And now we're not. All of a sudden, we're not. It's almost as bad as losing somebody when they pass away. You just don't have that person around anymore. But you have to adjust to your life without that person who was once a major part of it. You're experiencing the dread of spending Saturday night by yourself, or Friday night, or Wednesday night, or any other night. Your phone is quiet because you're not getting all the text messages anymore, or phone calls anymore. Maybe you missed something specific about your ex, like, you know, inside jokes you might have made, or, bad hair mornings, or anything like that. But that does not mean you're supposed to be together, okay? These are just simple things that you miss about an individual. You know, I'm sure you miss stuff about your mom or dad, too, or your sister. You don't want to always be around them all the time. So try this if you're lonely. Find something else to occupy your time. Find a hobby. Find another friend. Hang out with your buddies. Women do this all the time, that when they go through a breakup, once they get through the crying and the ice cream and the binge eating and whatever else they're doing, sorry, ladies, they're always out with their friends. go find something to do. Get another hobby. Get something that will allow you to take your mind off being lonely. And certainly with other people around, you're not lonely anymore. The second reason, terrible reason, for not getting or for getting back together with your ex is you can't stand the thought of your ex being with somebody else. Once that person starts dating somebody else, things get crazy. There's stalking, there's jealousy, there's all sorts of things going on that, you know, start in our head from our imagination. You get nightmares about your ex and his love and forgetting all about you, God forbid. You'd rather be miserable without them than see them happy with somebody else. If that's the case, you should not be together. There's territorial issues. That's my girl. That's my ex-girlfriend. You can't have her. I used to go through this a lot when, you know, I'd quit dating somebody or they quit dating me and I'd see them with somebody else. You get pretty territorial and you have to be, you know, you have to be able to deal with that internally. And certainly with social media, Facebook and everything else going on, everybody's business is out there for the world to see on Twitter and on your news feed. What's going on? You see the new people they're going out with. You see, you know, old pictures of yourself with that person. But the wise thing to do is if you break up with somebody and you are actually friends on Facebook or Twitter or anything else, do the click. Get rid of them. Unfriend them. Block them from your news feed. You don't need to see status updates. You don't need to see the pictures. You don't need to see anything that's going to help you remind you of what might have been or what was, especially if you were on the short end of the breakup. So the best thing you can do is unload them, unfriend them, and then go from there. We will get back to the if they decide to friend you again part later. All right, the third reason, terrible reason, for getting back together with your ex is that there's no real concrete evidence that's going to be different the next time around. You're both the same people. You behave the same ways. You haven't changed much, if at all, other than you have, you know, whatever physical thing you guys had. That's not going to help the new relationship the second time around. Rekindling the relationship usually results in the same outcome. Fix parts that are broken. If you can do that, then maybe you have a chance. But it's very rare that you're going to be able to change enough, either one of you, to allow that to happen. The fourth terrible reason is that your broken heart is guiding you instead of your rational mind. Think mind over heart. Is this the best thing for me at this time? To get back together with my ex? Do I really want to be able to go through everything? Again, you broke up for a reason. So you have to think about why would you want to get back together with that person? Is it to mend your broken heart? Because that will mend. You don't need that person to break it again if it's supposed to be mended. So give that some thought. Reconciliation. You know, when that happens, you both need to be really, really enthusiastic about it, and both need to do it for the right reason, okay? The fifth terrible reason is that, and I know a lot of people like this, breakups are a regular part of your relationship, on and off, we call that, on and off relationship. I don't even know where to start with this, breakups, as part of the relationship, I think people who do that, do the on and off relationship and break up all the time, they'll break up for the stupidest reasons, they break up for the wrong reasons, and then, of course, they get back together. I think they just like the makeup sex. I really do. I think it's all about makeup sex for that. But it's impossible to have that healthy relationship when you're always breaking up and getting back together. There's no consistency. There's no long periods of time when you're actually on that you can build. So I don't know that I've ever seen or heard of a on and off relationship that ended up as a forever relationship. If you haven't forgiven each other, Oh, I'm sorry. If you're on and you haven't, you know, somebody did something wrong and you haven't forgiven each other for that, then, you know, you need to make that happen. But again, you're breaking up for a reason. What is the reason? It's not going to work. One or both of you, lastly, feels resentful or unforgiving. Okay? Resentment is a really, really bad emotion for relationships. I speak from that from personal experience. Your breakup was the culmination of a lot of different feelings, a lot of hurt, resentment, lack of forgiveness, things of that nature, you know, due to infidelity or dishonesty, disappointments, whatever the case may be. You argued a lot maybe, whatever the case is. But again, forgiveness comes into play. If you haven't talked it through and forgiven each other, and most importantly, let it go, you're not going to last. You're not going to have a good follow-up with that. You're not going to have a reunite. So those are some reasons why, terrible reasons why, getting back together with your ex is not a good idea. So we're going to take a quick music break here, and this is a band called Kids on Bridges, and the song is called Half the Man. We'll be back right after this to talk about how to get your ex back permanently, if that's what you want to do. So again, Kids on Bridges. That was Half the Man by Kids on Bridges, a little techno, kind of cool vibe on that one. So, all right, let's continue with the next segment, which is going to be about how to get your ex back, maybe even permanently. Now, this is going to apply to both men and women. So, you know, we'll give some examples and And I think actually the first part of this is really important when you're thinking about it. Now, the steps include the deadly mistakes. These are mistakes that we make trying to win somebody back who we've been with before, male or female, depending on, it doesn't matter. But there are five deadly mistakes that people make. Deadly mistake number one is calling and texting all the time. Yes, you miss them. Yes, you love them. Yes, you want to get back together with them. But if you are blowing up their phone, they're not going to respond. And that can be a big mistake. That can drive somebody away. You know, yes, I know you want to get back together. You want to talk. You want to do all that. But you know what? Sometimes it's best just to lay low and not blow up their phone. If you want to send one or two a day, I mean, if you're having a joint mutual conversation, that's one thing. But if you have to send 100 texts to get one response, then you got a problem, and you need to fix it by not doing it, basically, okay? Calling, same thing. If you're calling all the time, you know, then you're people work. People have lives. I mean, if I'm not engaged in a conversation with somebody and she is blowing up my phone for just to talk, just to, you know, for silly things or whatever the case may be, I'm going to not want to hang out with her because, you know, it's almost a little obsessive at times, and you don't want to get like that. Men and women both do that, and that's not a good thing. So that's deadly mistake number one, calling and texting all the time. Number two is begging and trying to use pity. I don't know why anybody, any self-esteem, would beg, or even use, no, those are not the types of emotions you want to bring up in somebody you're trying to get back together with. And to be honest with you, it's kind of scary, kind of freaky if you're doing that, simply because, you know, you want, I mean, most people want to be with somebody who's strong, who's independent, who is, you know, not a pushover. And if you're showing those weaknesses, you know, people, especially people you've already been with, are going to recognize that and not want to get back together with you. Now, humans don't look very cute when they're begging. You know, sometimes the human brain thinks things like, you know, if she knows how miserable I am without her, she'll come back. Or if she knows I can't continue without her, she'll take me back. It doesn't work that way because you don't want a relationship, especially the second time around, based on something like that. It's instinctual to do that. Instinctive, that's a better word, to do it that way, but nobody's going to take you back because of pity. So keep that in mind. Mistake number three, you let them walk all over you. Instincts say, yeah, honey, whatever you want, you get whatever you want, we'll go wherever you want, we'll do whatever you want, we'll whatever. By letting them walk all over you physically, emotionally, and mentally, it's not going to want them to take you back. They're not going to want, nobody wants to be with a doormat. It goes back to the one I just talked about with pity. You become a doormat, and there's only one doormat per door, and nobody should, no human should be a doormat. You don't want people walking all over you because even if it works initially, it will not work down the road, so you don't want to do that. The flip side of that is showering them with affection, being all over them with everything. You don't want to be easy either. I know we're talking about a very fine line here, and you have to be cognizant, but keeping in mind that we're talking about somebody that you've already broken up with, dated, you've been in a relationship with, you've broken up with, so you know each other. Showering them with affection may not be your personality. It may not be the way that you normally are. So doing that might just freak them out a little bit too. You feel like you want to make them believe that no one in the world will ever love them the way you do. So how can they reject you again, when you love them this much? Well, you know what? You've already been rejected once. Most cases, the person who has been rejected is the one that's showering with the affection. So it's still a breakup, it still happened, and you got to figure out a better way to do it. Deadly mistake The next deadly mistake is freaking out when your ex starts dating somebody else. The thought of that person being with somebody else is gut-wrenching. I understand it. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. In reality, though, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as we make it out to be, because I will factor back or refer you back to, again, one of my favorite relationship movies, is when Harry Met Sally. And when she broke up with Joe, Meg Ryan's character broke up with Joe, you know, it was a transitional man period. There was a transitional period. You're supposed to be the transitional person. So the next person they date is their transitional person. And then the one after that is going to be a better relationship. They're just getting over somebody. They need that transitional person. Now, it doesn't always work that way, of course. But in most cases, you need to have that transitional person. Both of you need to have that transitional person. So if your ex starts dating, don't get all wacko, don't get all crazy, don't get all jealous, don't get all violent, and let it run its course, because most likely it's going to, you know, run its course and not go to the logical or the other conclusion. Now, if we've already made these mistakes, what do we do? Well, the wisest people in the world have all had the same problem, have done the same thing. So don't beat yourself up over it. Just move on, okay? The second step after getting over the deadly mistakes that we've made, give yourself some time and space, okay? After you have a breakup, there's that no contact rule. Now, there's a lot of talk and debate about how long that no contact rule is, but if you stop all communications with your ex for any period of time, you know, at least a few weeks anyway, or a couple weeks anyway, that will help. That will help let them see how much they miss you and let you see if you miss them. And again, if it's a mutual thing, then you will be able to look at reconciliation. But this includes no calling, no texting, no Facebooking, no online contact of any kind through Instant Messenger or Twitter or any online dating app. Accidentally bumping into them at a restaurant. Nothing. No hanging out with common friends. Space it. Do not see each other. Do not talk to each other. I would give it a couple weeks. I usually say even a month. Okay? By that time, you've each given a little bit of time to get your stuff together, get your head together. You may have already started dating somebody else by then. Date your transitional person by then. So if you're talking about getting back together with them, or you're thinking about it, I should say, then after a month or so, you might actually be in a good place to do that. But you both need space and time to remove all the negativity from the breakup. You need to have space and time to just kind of gather yourself together. I have several friends who can't seem to be alone. I've actually gotten much better at doing it. Like, aren't looking, but then they're looking. But they break up with somebody, and they can't be alone. They need to find somebody else. And males and females both go through this. So, you know, you need to be, you know, the common thread, the common rule again goes to be, or comes out to be, can you be happy with yourself instead of being unhappy with somebody? And, you know, you need to learn to be happy with yourself. Find things to do, you know, be by yourself. You know, like I'm doing tonight. We're doing a show. We're doing a good show, I hope. Hope you're enjoying it, but I'm doing it by myself, and I'd rather do a good show by myself than a great show or a bad show with somebody. So it's kind of the same thing. During that time off, you become an attractive, happier person instead of a negative, mean, unhappy, bitchy, person. Nobody wants to be around you. So take that time that you're not having communications with that person to become a happier person. Again, the no long contact period can be as long as it takes you to get yourself together and that person, your other person, to get their self together. It's going to vary. Sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's six. Sometimes, in a lot of cases, it can be a lot longer than that. Should you tell your ex that you're doing no contact? In a perfect world, that would be no. You don't want to tell them. No contact means no contact. Drop off. If you call them and say, hey, you know what, I don't want to talk to you for a little while, well, you know, guess what you're doing? You're talking to them, so you don't want to do that. Consider rude if you don't contact your ex. Well, I don't think so, because they broke your heart, you broke their heart, whatever. You know, that wasn't rude, was it? So if it's not considered rude, why do you need to make contact? If your ex contacts you, they're not observing the no contact rule. Let's say they send you a text, hey, how you doing? You want to hang out, and you're still within your no contact time period. Do you answer that text to be polite? No, you don't. Stick to your guns, don't answer the text, because and that goes for phone calls too, because you are in a no contact period of time. Everybody would be better off for that if you don't answer it. Okay, so moving on. Let's move on to the next one. Getting my notes here. What if you want to make that contact break shorter, a week, a couple weeks? You thought about it, you've been bombing their phone with text and voicemail or emails or text, voicemails, emails, calls, whatever, and you decide, okay, I'm going to wait a week or so. Do you continue after that week? No, you don't. Set that time, determine it, play it by ear, whatever you want to do, but stick to what you have decided, okay? During the no contact period of time, what do you do with yourself? That's a good question. I'm bored, I don't have anybody to hang out with, I don't have anything to do. There's a lot of things you can do. Make some positive changes, okay? Because during the breakup and probably a little bit of time before the breakup, unless it was a total surprise, you've probably been down. You've probably been depressed. You probably have sensed that something bad was about to happen. So your aura was a little bit negative. So make some positive changes. Change your appearance. Get some new clothes. You know, if you're female, you know, go get yourself a manning petty and maybe a facial, a little spa time, a little something. You know, a makeover, whatever you want to do, you know, make yourself a little different physically. Certainly, join a gym if that's something that you want to do or haven't done yet. Don't go crazy, no plastic surgery, no tummy tucks, no butt lifts, anything like that too. And the one that comes to mind, just came to mind actually, is don't go get a tattoo of a broken heart. So you make changes in your appearance. Now make changes in your mentality. Get more confident, get more higher self-esteem, be, you know, read more, take a class, do something to give yourself, your brain, a little more power, and do that. Also, give yourself some time to grieve. I mean, you have just gotten out of a relationship. Now, I disagree with a lot of people on this one, because to me, the grieving process, yes, it is individual, but I see no reason to grieve for 6 months if you dated for two. I don't see any reason to grieve for a long time, because you might be missing out on something that is really, really special. So you want to be careful of that, both male and female, but especially female, because y'all seem to grieve a little longer than we do. But do give yourself some time to certainly write in your journal, your diary, write a book if you want to, but always writing down what's going on in your mind will help you overcome it quicker. And by getting it out, certainly going out with friends, even, dare I say, go out on a date. Transitional guy, right? Transitional girl, okay? Maybe somebody wants to go out on a date with you. Go out on a date. See how it feels to be back out in the dating pool. You never know what might happen, but it'll be good for you to get back on the horse, as it were. Okay? The question is, the questions will eventually come up. Do you actually want to get back together with your ex, as we talked about before? These are some questions. Do I love him or her? Can I live without him or her? Am I miserable without my ex? Was she or he the only one for me? Can you imagine life without your ex? But the important thing is here, do they answer those questions the same way you do? Again, takes two to tango. You have to be able to both go into it. If you're going to get back together again. If you ask those questions, then you're still dealing with denial and you're dealing with bargaining. If these are things, these are parts of the grief process, but you want to keep that in the back of your mind. Ask yourself the question right after you break up. Ask yourself those same questions after you know contact time and see if they still apply. Chances are, if you've done your personal growth and you've done, you know, you're improving on yourself and all that, some of those questions may not be yes or so easy to answer. So, the next one, recontacting with your ex. Again, the reattraction. As we talked about prior, you know, when do you contact your ex? Why do you contact your ex? And most importantly, are you sure you want to contact your ex? So there's a few ways to do that, just to elaborate a little bit more on what we talked about before. Certainly a letter is a good way, a handwritten letter in the mail. It can serve some purposes, okay? It lets your ex know, A, that you have accepted the breakup. You think it's for the best. You're not a needy, desperate person is what they're doing by reading between the lines. You want to apologize for any inappropriate behavior, maybe after the breakup, you know, breaking into their house, crashing their house, threatening their, you know, transitional person with physical violence, you know, keying their car, any number of things that you might have done, because there's some crazy people out there when they get jealous. Let them know that something, you know, new and exciting is happening in your life. But a letter is a good way to do that. Text messages, of course, but text messages to me are a little iffy, especially if you're reconnecting with somebody, because you still have to interpret what's the meaning behind that text message. Talk about, you know, hey, how you doing, that kind of thing. But don't talk about and don't say in there, you know, I love you, I miss you, I want you back, you know, I want you back, I'm unhappy without you, blah, 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 because that's going to really turn people off. Especially if they don't say the same thing or feel the same way. Never argue or say something negative. Like, if you'd shown a little more effort, we would have been great together. Or, you know, if there's kids involved, you know, your kid misses you, that kind of thing. So text messaging is one way, another way of getting back in communication, of course, and picking up the phone and actually calling. Is a good idea. We still don't do enough of that. I still have a problem with people who don't do that. You know, communicating by text message or IM is fine. During the day, you're at work, you have no other means to do that. But at night or on a weekend, pick up the damn phone. Now, in this case, what if you asked your ex out? Not on a date, but just asked him out. It's not a date. It's not a date. It's not a date. Did I mention? Not a date. If your ex thinks it's a date, then defenses go up, and there's a lot of discomfort, a lot of strangeness going on. So give them a call. Say, you want to grab coffee? Let's catch up. You know, it can't be anything, you know, romantic. It has to just be coffee. Nobody owes you anything. Just go have coffee, catch up a little bit. See what happens. See if there's anything left. And only do this after your no-contact period, remember? So do that. Now, if you play your cards right, your ex might actually ask you out, male or female. It doesn't matter. If it's something after the coffee date, I call it a date. Don't call it a date. After the coffee meeting, we'll call it, if things went well and there's still some spark even after this time apart, then maybe it's time to go on a date. But let them check with you. Let them ask you. Don't talk about the past. Focus on the present and the future. And you never know. It might be two totally different people getting back together again over what broke up. That's the ideal situation. If you broke up again, you broke up for a reason. The two of you did not get along. The two of you were not compatible, whatever the case may be. Well, you know what? After a no-contact period of a few months, maybe, you're two different people. Your attitudes have changed. Your outlooks have changed. But you know what? You're still the same physical people. You're just different mentally. And maybe that will help bring it back together again. All right. The next step to getting your Ex Mac is kind of ninja style, if you will. Okay, send them an email every day, a motivating email. Send them something that will, make them feel like they're special to you. And again, only after the no contact period is over. But you want to do something different. Dare I say, maybe even romance them again, guys. Maybe part of the breakup was that they were bored, or she was bored, and there wasn't any kind of romance anymore. And you needed to have that. You always need to have that. People get bored very easily, especially this day and age. So see if that works. See if that, if that happens for you. But in the meantime, focus on yourself. Yourself, you are the, look out for number one. You're the most important person in that relationship. And then they are, you're one and they're 1A. But you need to be happy with yourself before you can be happy with somebody else. Secondly, if they are spoken for, walk away as we review what we talked about today. And thirdly, if you absolutely must get back together with your ex or want to get back together with your ex, make sure you don't initiate anything until after your no contact period. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight. And I want to thank you for joining us. Next week, I'm going to try to be broadcasting live from CMA Fest in downtown Nashville. And in 2 weeks, we will have our episode on Finding Love Again, which is a great story about a couple. The woman lost her husband to cancer, and she found love again, soulmate style. And we're going to talk to them in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to leave you tonight with, again, one of our favorite six-wire songs called I Live In. Again, before we leave you, check out our Facebook page. Check out Twitter. We're going to be coming with some videos on the YouTube channel. All this will be available and accessible through itsnotmeradio.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Regime Entertainment, where our music comes from. Check them out at regimeentertainment.com for more information about the artists that you've seen tonight, or certainly Google them. Shane Henry, Kids on Bridges, this is Six Wire. Thank you all. Have a great weekend, and as usual, peace out.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell. I like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. Fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living.
like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it melts. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. Damn, when it's worth giving. When I die, I die living.